Live Creative Now, episode 35.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hey, brilliant. This is Live Creative Now, the podcast designed to help you live a full-color life. Whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind, or anything in between, the truth is that no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive. And it's how you change the world. I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. I was looking through my past blog posts, and there are about 450 articles on my blog at this point, and I came across one that I wrote back in July of 2014, and it felt like a really good time to revisit that subject. So today, I'm talking about starting friction. Yes, see, even professional creativity instigators struggle with resistance sometimes. Sometimes we spend more time lamenting that we are not doing the thing than we actually spend doing the thing. And no matter how many times I commit to quote-unquote going pro and putting my creative work first. This is a phrase that Stephen Pressfield, the author of The War of Art, uses, and he has another book called Turning Pro, and I'll refer to both of those in the show notes. I'll include links there. He talks about going pro, and that means having the mindset that you would if this were a job, even if it's not a job, putting your creative work first. And no matter how many times I commit to that, there are still times when I fall off the wagon. Stephen Pressfield may not fall off the wagon, but I do. And that is why I always say that of all the practices we engage in, creative practice, meditation practice, going to the gym practice, whatever, the most important practice is simply getting back on the wagon. But even though I know that the thing I do first is the thing that gets done. That's another one of my sayings. The thing I do first is the thing that gets done. I know this, and yet I still fall prey to distraction sometimes. Some days I just can't wait to get to my writing or my painting or my music or whatever's on the front right burner of my passion pluralite stovetop at that moment. But, you know, then there are other days when anything and everything other than the thing I most want to accomplish feels so much more compelling and interesting and urgent. So I get a lot of other stuff done, and it might be very productive. I call it productive procrastination, but I'm not getting to the thing that's really the most important to me when I engage in that productive procrastination. So what is going on here? What is this resistance? Stephen Pressfield writes resistance with a capital R, and he personifies it as an enemy. His imagery is very masculine, and you know, it's very much about war, and doesn't always I don't always resonate with his particular metaphors, but his books are brilliant. And whether you envision resistance as an enemy, as a person, or however you envision it, ultimately, it boils down to some kind of fear. Fear of failure, fear of success, fear of proving the gremlins right and having to acknowledge that, yes, I am a fraud after all, or yes, I do suck, all of those fears. Huge fear of, I just don't know what to do. Fear of the unknown. What do I write about? What do I paint? What do I sing? Now, I know the answer. The answer, of course, is just start. And I also know the answer to the next question, which is always, but where do I start? And the answer to that is just as simple. It's start anywhere. I know this. I know that taking one teeny tiny step, any step, doesn't matter what, doesn't matter where, taking one step will usually be enough to open the taps, at least enough to get me to the next teeny tiny little step. And maybe the taps open just a little bit, but really the tiniest of trickles is all you need, because once the taps are open, once something is flowing out, no matter how meager the flow, no matter how rusty the water that's flowing out, the flow has started. And once you've started, well, I'm sure you already know, it is just a whole lot easier to keep going. So to paraphrase Sir Isaac Newton, I always think of my father when I think of this quote, because my father has a master's in mechanical engineering. So he was always quoting, you know, the this or that law of thermodynamics or whatever. So to paraphrase Sir Isaac Newton, a body at rest tends to stay at rest. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. Now, you've probably experienced this in your own life. When you're already in the habit of, say, going to the gym every day, or painting every day, or meditating every day, or doing whatever every day, it's not that hard to keep the momentum going. But the second you fall off the wagon and break the pattern, say you go on a trip, or you get sick, or something intervenes and breaks that pattern, then getting yourself up and running again is just so much harder. And I'm sure you have noticed that the hardest part is almost always starting. And there is a scientific phrase for this as well, starting friction. Now, I first heard this term, starting friction, or read it in a blog post by Dave Navarro, who I will link to in the show notes. The definition of starting friction is the force that must be overcome to initiate the motion of one body relative to another because they have been resting in contact. So this is a scientific explanation or definition of starting friction, and it's a great metaphor for what we feel at the beginning or the middle, really, of any project if we have gotten out of that momentum, right? And this is really at the crux of so much resistance, probably most resistance. It's not always that there's some deep unknown fear that's holding us back. Often it's just starting friction. And this is why my Creative Sandbox Manifesto rule number 5 is such a powerful piece of advice. Rule number 5 is, if you're stuck, just start anywhere. How many times have I gotten past sticking points simply by starting? How many times? Too many to count. Way too many to count. This is the rule on my Creative Sandbox Manifesto that I turn to the most often. Whenever I am in that stuck place and I don't know what to do, don't know what to paint, I don't know what to write, I feel stuck, just start. Just start. Now, twice in my life, I've been stuck not just in an individual project, but I've been convinced after being stuck for more than a decade, convinced that my creativity had been permanently quashed out of me. And both times, it was simply starting that opened my rusty creative taps again and got me back into creative flow. And, you know, just about every time I set out to create anything new, whether it's a blog post, a painting, a song, a course I want to offer, anything new, I almost always feel this kind of nauseating sense of uncertainty and chaos. It's as if I'm reaching my hand into a black hole up to my armpit, right? Having no idea what I'm going to pull out, or even if I'll get sucked in to the black hole and never be able to get out myself. Okay, it's not maybe that quite dramatic every time, but some variation on that theme plays through my consciousness every single time. Every single time. And knowing this is so helpful because when I have that, oh my God, I feel like I'm reaching my hand into a black hole feeling, then I can say to myself, oh yeah, this is that part of the creative process that feels really uncomfortable. And I will get past it because this is my creative process. This is how it works. So the ultimate point here is that, yes, I still fall prey to starting friction over and over and over again, which is why my golden formula, which you've probably heard me say many times, and you will hear me say many times again, my golden formula is self-awareness plus self-compassion equals the key to everything good. It does no good to beat myself up when I fall off the wagon. And in fact, scientific studies have shown that people who practice self-compassion, self-forgiveness when they stumble, are way more likely to achieve their goals in the end than people who beat themselves up. This sounds very counterintuitive. We often think that we need to carry a big stick and use it on ourselves liberally. Otherwise, we're going to turn into, you know, big puddles of dissipation, couch potatoes or whatever. But the opposite is true. The less you beat yourself up and the more you can forgive yourself and gently notice how you're feeling and figure out how to help yourself back on track with kindness and forgiveness and love, the more likely you are actually going to get back on track and achieve whatever your goals are. So what I intend to do, my intention when I stumble, is to notice how it feels. Notice how it feels when I don't do the important creative work that I most want to get done. Notice how it feels and how that compares to how it feels when I do my creative work. And then the self-compassion piece is to remind myself, hey, you know what? I'm human. Of course I stumble. I'm human. Everyone stumbles. It's part of our common humanity. And then I assure myself, my sweet, sweet self, that, you know, a day or two lost here is really not a big deal in the scheme of things. Yeah, it doesn't make me happy, but you know what? I can get back on track. So I ask myself, what can I do to gently guide myself toward the thing I most want? And this does not mean piling on additional commitments to make up, quote unquote, for what I didn't do yesterday or this whole last week or whatever it is. So if my original commitment was 15 minutes and I miss a day, the worst thing I can do is to make tomorrow's goal 30 minutes. No, that is beating yourself up, my dear. No, 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 no. Let it go. You get to take a fresh start. And that's exactly what I do. I just start. And then before I know it, I've written a 950-word blog post or written an outline for a podcast episode. This episode is inspired by a blog post that I wrote on July 31st, 2014. And the blog post started out with me saying, I've been wanting to write a blog post for 2 days. What I've mostly been doing for the past 2 days, though, is not writing a blog post. And writing about that is what led to this entire Starting Friction blog post, which has now become a podcast episode. So ultimately, my golden formula, self-awareness plus self-compassion equals the key to everything good. It's key, absolutely key. And I have to say, it also really helps to have a community of people who get it. Fellow creators who also struggle with starting friction sometimes. It's one of the things my Creative Sandbox community does. It helps me to not feel so alone. I work alone at home. I work in isolation all the time. And having a community where I can see other women doing their art, or maybe clutter busting their living room, or submitting their work to a competition, or going after the things that are important to them, going after the big dreams, and sharing that with the group. My God, that is so motivating. One of the things that I absolutely love in the Creative Sandbox, which isn't directly related to creativity at all, but it is, of course, everything is related. But anyway, we have a workout accountability thread in our Facebook group. So every month, on the first day of the month, there's a new workout accountability post. And any member who wants to participate in the workout accountability thread leaves a comment on that thread when they've done their exercise or movement goal or commitment for that day. And then we also post when we're struggling with resistance. And boy, I tell you, that thread is what got me to finally implement a daily workout. I have been wanting a daily workout for years, and I have not had any kind of regular, intense movement in my life for so many years. I do have a treadmill desk, so I walk usually at least a half an hour, sometimes as much as 3 hours a day, but it's not the same as an intense cardio workout and strength training and stuff. And I have been working out 6 days a week for over 16 weeks now. Now it's a habit. Now it's part of my morning routine. But without that accountability thread in the Creative Sandbox Facebook group, no way would I have made it happen. That is the power of community. Now, I only open the Creative Sandbox to new members a handful of times each year, and I actually just started it in August, opened it a couple of times since then. Normally, I open the Creative Sandbox only in conjunction with a new program that I'm offering. And Creative Sandbox members get access to all of my short programs for free as a benefit of membership. But right now, just through the end of the year, I'm offering annual memberships. I haven't done that before. Annual memberships for a crazy low early bird price. You save almost $100 over a monthly subscription, $99 to be exact. And that early bird price goes away after December 31st or after the first 20 annual members register. And at the time of this recording, there are just 7 early bird annual charter membership spots left. You can read more about the Creative Sandbox and grab one of those early bird annual charter memberships for yourself at creativesandboxcommunity.com. That's creativesandboxcommunity.com. And that's it for today. That's a wrap. If you are getting value out of this podcast, the best way to thank me is to tell your friends and go to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating and review. I'm going to read you a couple of reviews that I got recently. Here's a review that Mac Pritchard wrote. I hope I pronounced your name right, Mac, or your user ID if it's not your name. Mac writes, "Whatever your profession, you'll find useful advice here on how to do creative work. You can tell Melissa puts much thought and effort into each show. Her recent episode about how Bob Fosse turned his apparent limitations into strength is a good example of this. The thoughtful interview with Jeff Goins on callings was especially good." Thank you so much, Mac. I'm so glad that you're getting value out of my podcast, and I really appreciate the review. And here's another one from Brooke Creates. Brooke writes, "I feel like everything Melissa says is exactly what I need to hear when I hear it. This podcast is one of my favorites to listen to while I sit at my drafting table creating. I love that, Brooke. That is so great. Thank you for leaving the review. I love that you listen while you're creating. That makes me really, really happy. Thank you. You can leave your own review on iTunes, and I might just read it on a future episode. And meanwhile, don't forget to check out creativesandboxcommunity.com. Just 7 early bird spots left, and the doors are only open through the end of December. Thanks again for joining me, and until next time, go get creating! Mwah!
Live creative now. Live creative now.
Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.